explore the ingredients. Let's explore the ingredients of a fine digital.
Thank you. Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Shetlands. What was that?
I dare you.
There's so much stuff on the floor here. Microphones.
Wait, from before?
Is he talking again?
Yeah, because now they're just
light cycle motors.
Backwards,
yeah.
AC/DC.
I'm going down to light cycle motors and get me a new car.
Boy, I just had the best evacuation. It was so beautiful.
Oh, here it is on tape.
Yep. What an evacuation. Really, it's fantastic. You know, just get it right. But the TP here is quite rough. It's Chafes a little bit, but that's fine. I couldn't get the one key doesn't work. I had to get the other key. And I noticed that the men's and women's rooms are separate. So we are bucking the trend here, which is to make all bathrooms in the world unisex. So what say you, K-Rob? Where stand you on this?
Michael Bay has no sky metal.
I'm so in.
So you're so what?
I'm in. You know, like
on what? I see your deck. No, that would be being down. Are you down? Say, just get on with it. Which doesn't really mean anything.
It sounds cool.
Used to say that, yeah.
Get on with it.
It's good to
avoid that part.
You know, you can't be afraid of failure. It's always like coaching the counterculture. You know, don't be afraid of failure. You gotta pick yourself up when you fall down, you know what I mean? And then Yoko would chime in. And,
what do we do, John? What do we do?
Don't be afraid of evil demons. The dark side, just accept it as part of your nature.
That's really deep, too. It's so funny, it's like a sermon, it's kind of a double sermon. Yeah, them for times. Such a thing as a goth.
Are they fat puppy now? Or?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, people.
No one wants to go through fat
puppies. But I mean, they wouldn't even get the joke now because
Irene Ryan.
They just don't even know that goth exists.
This is Colonel Hogan, the wild leader of Hogan's Heroes, hilarious television star Bob Crane.
Hi. This is my partner, Randy's granddaughter from the Beverly Hillbillies, Donna Douglas. Rock.
Oh, she was hot, wasn't she? You had such a hard-on for her.
Play Password.
But, you know, Ellie Mae has always been a sexy character. That was what the cartoon was about.
Then we get serious. I'm going to watch some TV.
Here's your host.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'd like to watch some TV.
So you're, like, hacking that into the radio side?
It's on 24 hours a day on the Password channel.
Oh, my God. No, I can get that. I can get that. And I choose not to.
Hello, Bob.
Whatever they call it.
Hello, Bob. That's right, yeah.
I choose not to choose it. Yeah, I can't take Gene Rayburn. Only so long can I handle it.
T-shirt, I can't take.
Come on.
Notice how he's really, really chummy with the celebrities, but when he has to go over to the contestants, he just treats them with utter contempt.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're the morons. Okay.
Doesn't he have that long microphone so he can keep people at a distance from him?
Long this is what you have to do. Please just answer the question.
You stay at that end of the small steel cylinder.
Yeah. It was rigged. Well, Hollywood Squares could be funny. Paul Lynde, because of Paul Lynde. The other guy, Oliver Nelson Douglas, or Riley.
Hurts to remember it.
Because the gay guys on TV were allowed to be really nasty in a way that other people weren't, except Joan Rivers and Rickles. And those were nightclub stars anyway. I'm talking about TV. Of course, Rickles didn't do his hardest stuff on TV usually.
He was always apologizing.
No! Yeah. You know what?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, he was. He was sitting like in a sickly, sentimental way, almost as bad as Red Skelton. I mean, he would go on and on sometimes about the endless need for brotherhood and all the races combined and great Mulligatawny.
Oh, put the light.
But I mean, not that, but a lot. And I think maybe he had to, but I know that's what he did in his great hit album, Hello Dummy. Which, of course, I played.
Like the Mondo World got away with showing, like tits and ass, they said, oh, no, it's a historical study.
Yeah, exactly.
Five.
It's got to be recontextualized. I played that over and over. That was great. That and Bill Cosby were big inspirations on records. Well, until college. And then it was, of course, Monty Python took over comedy records forever. Remember that first three? Maybe they were only three Monty Python albums. Oh, my God. It was so funny. We had film of them nailing your head to a coffee table. Well, we did that. It was a harsh man, but fair.
They were good.
That's when good stuff was good. Yeah. This is a B-Wah. Isn't that called a B-Wah?
Yeah.
It's only maybe two strings or something, or one string.
No, it's like 16 strings.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go. I just got some great, Tuvan folk music from the library. So, of course, I want to download that. Maybe I go over them and listen to see if, because I try to be very surgical and brutal about taste and only picking the best stuff, not taking everything. And but this thing, you have to take every cut because it's two of them. So he leaves this with us. Now, is it possible for you to turn down his hat?
Or I would never.
Yeah, but you could technically, though.
I could just, turn them off.
Wow. I can't believe you just did that.
I know.
That's like
it's
so mean.
I'm just saying that it is possible.
I don't think Doug would forgive you for that. I mean, he's the one that put that on there. He put a lot of work into downloading that metal, whatever thing. Yeah, Japanese metal. And, you just shut it off like it was nothing.
I don't think I'm ever going to put it back on.
You don't know what that means to him.
This feels pretty good. Yeah, like
what about Doki Doki Morning?
Doki Doki Good Morning?
Baby Doku Morning. No. Yeah, Baby Doku Morning.
$5 GI? Wait, what was Baby
Teddy Bear.
Want me
to
be my Teddy Bear?
No. You know, the Japanese are now either admitting to or paying reparations for the Comfort Girls.
Too soon, man.
Thank you for, you know, highlighting my announcement with that dramatic music. Yes.
You need punch.
They are now admitting.
Clarity.
They haven't admitted.
Through.
They, you know, they captured Korean girls, and they were like sex slaves for the Japanese troops. And, you know, wonder China hates them so much. But still, you can't have China just building the islands and, you know, building up their military in a way which, you know, disturbs or annoys us. Right there in the China Sea. It's very, very hotly contested now. Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, they're all complaining. Taiwan, they're all complaining to the U.S. about the Chinese. Yes, the Mongolian horde.
How much can a fist be shaken?
Well, that's more Japanese. They all want help.
Open a channel to the Mongolian ambassador.
Initialize.
Well, that was our pivot.
Why?
Pivoting day.
Don't get me wrong. You know, you look great in that top, I'm sure.
I love pivoting. I'm pivoting right now.
Delicate.
It's just exciting. I will pivot to Asia if I knew what direction it was in.
Is this that Beat Me Up body show?
Beat me up, Scotty.
I think you better than this.
Space Command, how's my flight path?
Looking good from here,
that's
Space
another ground. Thing. Star Trek 50. That's pretty soon. Yes, those were the days.
Point oh.
Before all movies were Star Wars. Before life was just a Star Wars movie.
Abraham, Martin, and Shrek.
In the next year or so should be put out.
The perfect time to see Star Wars.
Yes, that's right. Get some last entertainment in. You know, W.C. Fields claimed he was thrown out at the age of 8. He lived in a gutter in the street in Philadelphia. But a lot of what he said was not true, actually. Because he bragged about... he was
it's
here.
The phone, hello.
Okay, I just went through Facebook, and I tediously scrubbed every mention of saying that you showed me the world of tomorrow.
Sherilyn Connelly, yes, exactly. She showed me, I showed you, that's how it works, yeah.
That's how it works, that's what I want the record to say. Sherilyn Connelly showed K-Rob showed the world.
Or America, what have you.
Is this because Sherilyn was being denied credit that she deserved?
Sherilyn is always being denied credit.
I see.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's kind of a thing. It's kind of her thing.
I see.
Like gold member being
masochistic.
It's never happened before, except it happens like all the time.
I see. Well.
Okay, and by the way, America, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Living in.
What does that mean? Living in America.
Yeah, he did Rocky IV when Rocky fought the Russians.
James Brown?
James Brown was in that movie,
yeah.
And he sang Living in America, and it was like the Apollo Creed Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I saw him live, I think 4 times, because I worked both nights of a 2-night weekend set at the Stone, 2 shows a night. Each show, every one of those 4 shows, high energy, super fast music, just nonstop, high energy, 3 hours long. Rest for an hour, go back and do it all over again, 2 nights in a row. It was unbelievable. I was the waiter. I had to try to sell food to people. I think we did well that night, though.
That's fun, Mom.
Remember the Stone? You youngins don't remember the Stone.
Sager. Shit.
That's where the new wave bands went, as opposed to the punk bands that would be at the Mabuhay across the street.
Mabuhay. Do they still have, like, old posters in that property?
I don't know.
Like they kind of, like, put kind of, like, ceremonial, like, 8 by 11.
Like Dead Kennedy posters, and I don't know. I don't go to their website. You know, they have a Facebook site.
No, I mean, it's like when you walk by the street, and then you just, you just see it on... Like, they just have, like, a mess, maybe a dozen flyers just sticking on the windows, like, for history purposes.
Well, I haven't seen them. Those are the days you don't
see. But that's kind of cool, though, to, like, just put up, you know, flyers for...
Just for no reason.
For 35-year-old shows, you know.
Yeah. People, right. And then you don't include the year date. You know, just may pick a date in the near future.
Yeah, some people insist on the year date, though, to be put on the flyer.
Well, a smart person does, actually, because you don't want to show up in an empty room. But the other Stone, I saw when.
The year! I want to know the year!
66. I saw 1982. I saw Wendy O. Williams.
Everyone died.
Yeah. She was still chain sawing television.
Yep. And, you know.
I helped her do that once.
Yeah.
In her first video.
And she,
We saw the house together.
She.
And Biff shot it.
Really? Seriously? Biff shot. Your friend Biff shot.
It was
Wendy
first
Williams?
Video, one of the first videos, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, I can't even remember what she actually did, but it was wild and insane and fantastic and theatrical.
Remember, it was electrical tape on the table.
Yeah, at least that. But what I remember most is the video of her in the Cadillac driving off the dock. Driving at full speed off the end of the dock and soaring into the through the air into the water.
I'll try it again.
That was the Plasmatics. And YouTube, I saw YouTube.
This is only coming. This is only one channel though. This.
Oh, this one is. This one is. I know. Yeah.
But I didn't know what that one was.
This is Spy Jazz. One channel. Spy Jazz.
Discount time.
Alright. So the question is, if to be the children. Who is the first person to find something on the internet?
To find something?
That's the question, people.
So that would be like 91.
Yeah, and who had the guts to download it?
Who's the first person to find something on the internet?
You mean who first used Google? Google was not the first search engine by any means. Who created the first search engine? That's what we need to know, right? The French guys, right? Wasn't that a French?
The friggin' French.
I thought they... Because several countries had a part.
There's just one thing I can't stand. It's the friggin' French.
It's the friggin' French thing. Yeah, they don't know how to fight. And we have to come over and save their ass every 20 years from the freaking Frenches. I'm tripping, man. Oh, I hear voices. Oh, man, I'm tripping.
Just
beatboxing.
I'm
in beatbox hell.
He was in the Fat Boys.
John Bonham. No, John Bonham. But he was great, though.
Bill Fat Boys Bruford.
Fat Boys. Yeah, no. He actually became a great jazz drummer after he quit Pink Crimson and Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, he did a lot of experimental records.
Weird. Yeah.
Fate of Israel.
Very interesting guy. Like many drummers, they don't show it. Unlike the crazy drummer of Magma. You know, the French guy, drummer, who's the singer, and he's insane, and he's going off on another planet, like Sun Ra. He's really a nutso.
But are they legitimate?
They are totally legitimate super high quality, virtuosic European Zappa is what is kind of what they are. From the 70s, early 70s, they were super progressive. Super progressive, weird.
What?
They performed in different languages that were invented. The drummer performed like naked.
What does it do?
That's right. I'm so glad it's you that's on echo.
It had a weird patch bay thing, and that's why it was maybe on one speaker, but it's still on one speaker. But you got the
patch basing. Is that like a drug thing? Freebasing, or base jumping.
Like cheese balling, cheese and heroin.
Cheese balling. Right. Crank, balling, cranking.
To open-minded throng.
You get a nice Monterey Jack, and then you just mix it with heroin.
Cheese, Jack, and heroin.
Fry it up in the
spoon. Wow. That's a breakfast, man.
That's champions.
I see guys doing crack all the time in my hood. They don't really hide anything, and I see them just selling and buying.
Buying and selling.
Yep. It goes on, man.
You ever try it?
Actually, I did once. Oddly enough, I got so flipped out on a different drug that I was crazy enough to go try it. And it wasn't all that great. Really, it was no big whoop. It was really quite minor and stupid. Yeah, it's very, very slight high, lasted a very short time, and you were down again, and who gives a shit? I mean, wow, I was disappointed. I thought, whoa, I thought crack was really cool, man.
They made about it.
But I don't even try crystal meth. I won't even begin, because we know that's bad.
Once the Crystal Meth musical comes out, you'll
then I'll do it. Once South
Park. Hey, there's a whole song.
Exactly.
Thing here, no.
The South Park boys will do a Broadway show based on it, and it'll go Crystal Meth. They'll
be like, everyone has meth. Da, 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 da.
And they'll be the Crystal Meth smugglers will be portrayed as heroic superheroes and handsome movie stars.
I got the smoothest blues.
I can't wait to see what those guys come up with next. I still haven't been able to see, the Mormon, the Book of Mormon.
Oh, you know that, great.
Doug? Are you listening, Doug? I've never seen the Book of Mormon. Isn't that a shame? My favorite, the greatest television program of all time, the funniest, South Park. What show has ever been better and funnier than South Park?
How about Mr. Show with Bob and Dave?
I haven't seen that.
Well, there's definitely not a
Mr. Show, no.
Mr. Show with Bob and David was a nice little spurt in the middle of the 90s, and then they did another little thing on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
Like last year.
Well, hard to beat South Park for how much they pack in every week. But I
yeah, and their last season was great. It was like one long episode. Season.
It's epic, yeah.
16 or whatever.
That's how they made the... So how... You must have seen, I'm sure, like everyone, Book of Mormon. How was it?
I haven't seen it. It's a stage.
It was thumbs up.
On a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, yeah. It was a 9.
Okay. Wow. So there was some flaw. Slight flaw.
Well, I mean, it was a musical.
Right. Okay. Right. You wouldn't get a boner. Okay. You got a boner that's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, well, did you see it?
I just went there because I wanted to get sex that night. I wanted to get a blowjob.
That's the only reason I would go to a musical. Wait, so you saw the live show?
Yeah.
Wow, and you paid the full price?
No, I saw the San Francisco version of it. I didn't see the Josh Gad Broadway version.
Oh, whatever. That's okay. So you saw what matters for official out here. How much was it? Come on, tell it to me.
Well, I took $300.
Wow.
And it was almost $500 for like all four of them.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
$125 each.
Something like that, yeah. There was like fees and tax.
Jesus! No!
You're buying it on the internet, and that's like a whole thing.
That's not how we do it!
Yeah.
great. I mean, we got a nice, like,
I hope so.
We were, like, right on the front row balcony seat.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Hi, my name is...
I mean, that's where you would go even if you could pick any seat you wanted in the house.
Well, I have to see it. So, and was the movie up to snuff with the show?
Hello, would you like to
they did the movie, right?
I have a free book written by
I don't know if there's
Jesus.
A movie.
No, there is no movie.
Mormon movie?
Maybe not.
Yeah,
there must be. But, okay, maybe they want to keep the show going as long as possible.
No, I think it'll be, I mean, did they make a Cats movie?
Yeah, they always make a movie, yeah. But they're all usually don't capture anything. Well, remember, Spider-Man was a Broadway show.
Yeah.
It became a huge movie, except in that case, I think the movie came first. And then the Broadway show is almost like the merch off the movie.
Right, right.
It was hugely successful. I mean, it's like a $20 million show or more.
Like, we need someone
million.
To kind of look like Kirsten Dunst for this one.
Yeah. All Hollywood, Broadway totally has been dominated by movies, like, for the 20 years now. I mean, it's all about movies.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Spider-Man, though. I mean, that was pretty hilarious.
No,
right?
But that was, Hollywood did that. I mean, that was...
Yeah, that's the power they have.
Yeah.
Totally turn all the Broadway into, like, this innocent little joke. You know, like,
yeah.
Well, this Spider-Man... We could have done, Mel Gibson, the Patriot.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Maybe I'm thinking of two Spider-Mans. One is the huge, huge hit movie, and the other is the Broadway show, which has songs. Isn't there two separate things there, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no songs in the super big Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, but you're going to put it on stage. You get songs.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
But they haven't yet made
but I think
the song
the,
musical.
The Raimi Spider-Mans came out first.
Right.
I think there was a couple of those in the works, and they came out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the reverse of how it used to be. It used to be show started on Broadway and then made it to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But now, it's centralized.
It was another, from the mind of dot, dot, dot.
Good friend Barney Jones, a brilliant composer and artist who basically now slaves for the mouse. He works for Pixar, which is they do only art for children, basic kind of. I mean, they're animations, but they're basically children's movies to some degree. They never ever do adult movies at Pixar. I mean, literally. I mean, what happened? What's wrong with animation for adults?
Well, the thing is that this stuff is actually for adults, but who have kids.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's like the kids want to have more adult stuff, but like the adults who have kids need to be more, like, retrograde in their thinking, so they...
I don't know.
Was that like this perfect sequence of notes to just keep people's animalistic behavior just like the ultimate
maybe
minimum?
Try to calm them down. I see what you mean. Well, no, because, of course, in that era, having that slowness was interpreted as sexy and sensual. So, no, that would excite people. And might do so
like,
today.
Being on hold is like having sex.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they do play that. And they don't anymore, though, play Eat Girl from Ipanema on,
There's Pandora and all that.
Hold, yeah. I suppose that's what it is. Like when you call PG&E or your telephone company or whatever they play. Of course, it's everybody now. They all use the same jazz rock funk.
Take the sound of Starbucks with you.
Oh, no. So what is that? Songs about coffee? And-
well, no. It's just like the house music that's like comfortable and placid.
Oh,
and
God.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Music, like, so that you'll be able to work better and more efficiently. Yeah, I think so. With your coffee.
Yeah.
High from coffee on the break.
Yeah, they're just...
Where you had to pay $4 for your coffee latte.
Yeah, they're securing their brand image.
Yeah.
By, like having it be part of your walk-a-day, work-a-day.
Yeah. And then they sell you the music that will hopefully calm you down from all your caffeine that you bought from them. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, they provide the seeds, and then they say, well, here's the cure. I mean, exactly. If we're giving it to you right now.
Classic American salesmanship. Is that? Now this is music. Now you're playing music for us.
Barry Champlain.
I really hate your show.
What was that? Punk, it's a punk rock song.
Yeah, I noticed.
I forget.
Lieutenant Coffee.
Happiness Never Let Me Fly.
You are my hero, sir.
That everybody
that is so beautiful. Wow. I
can't believe you led me into the rebellion. I mean, oh, my God.
I was seriously, you know, oh, my God.
And I was hoping maybe you could explain this mission to me. I mean, the bad guys.
Explain it to me interrogatively.
Right? No. I put on the trench thing. Are we supposed to do that? So, what, we just, like, fly around and shoot and stuff? You know, why don't you just talk? All the other robots talk. It's not like it's that hard. I'm spoiled. That's this one.
Oh! Wow! So much. Yeah. There's so many theories.
Where's it been bought?
And even John Lennon said, those freaks were right when they said you was dead. That was cold, man. Damn.
The walrus was George.
Cirque du Soleil. like one. This was like one cookie per hit.
Hey, don't bogart my crumbage, man.
Bogart my cookie. Hey, what happened to cookies? Do they still follow you around the internet, cookies?
Can you get cookie blocker?
I don't know. I love cookies. I mean, the original cookies. And Cookie Monster. The cookies that advertise that companies put to try to track your wishes, your consumer wishes.
Consumer wishes.
Don't.
You can call your consumer wishes.
Guys, keep it down, man. The movie started.
Oh my God! All right.
Don't look at your cell phone.
You know they changed that lady with the torch.
That's somebody's mom now.
Yeah.
That should be a federal crime to not put relatives in as the Columbia lady.
Well, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Some, like, producer son.
That wonderful generic woman to turn into a designer's mom.
Maybe she's, like Meyer's mom or Goldman's mom or something. But no, it's their children.
Goldman Meyer's mom.
I just know that they changed.
Down on Dusty Street in Israel. For no apparent reason.
Yes.
Do you like the color Santana?
That's a great symbol.
Yeah. Sick fucking Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, that was the line. No more killing. No more Mexicans.
And he says it.
Secret agent.
No, Alfred Hitchcock, secret agent.
No more killing. No more Mexicans.
Yeah. Let's just draw the line.
Secret agent. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man, I killing you from numbers. I'll take money. Between microphones. That's really all I want to say. I guess that's not very enlightening, is it?
Today's microphones are a boon to ourselves and the community around us.
What I love about these is they're encased in this, like, titanium shell.
No, these are kind of... These are pretty good standard mics.
You can
mics,
really
yeah.
whack them around.
You know, these are kind of like your... Lunchbox mics, you know.
You mean Joe Lunchbox?
Yeah, like, you know, thermos, microphone, and, you know, yeah. Doesn't matter.
This is Joe Lunchbox or Joe the Plumber might use a mic like that. Is that what you're saying? A little blue collar mic. Actually, no, a blue collar mic now would be the great classic Shure 57.
Tonight, Joseph.
You know, great vocal mic. 57. 57 and 58. Tonight, that was the standard for a long time. Until his young I don't know why this may be the best one now.
In the tension-filled mystery shadow of the doubt.
Now, of course, techies like to make a big difference between microphones. Whether or not you have a circular, global, set of outputs, or whether it's a bipolar or monaural or multi-track, and that creates a great diversity in the actual microphone marketplace.
To life in it.
And now back
from
to
the time.
8 o'clock movie.
Yes, now the movie. And now?
Yeah, it's lunchtime.
It's at lunch. Yes, it's Loretta Young and Lloyd Bridges in the sacrifice
Lloyd Bridges.
Of love.
There's two things I gotta learn about being in a Lloyd Bridges movie.
Shock Theater.
You know, that was,
yeah, that was,
that was the shock.
44 Shock, the name of their song.
No.
Shock.
The first thing you gotta know is timing.
No one will ever forget Sea Hunt.
You've been watching
Sea Hunt.
Be here next.
Oh, that was exciting.
For 5 million years to Earth, starring Andrew Kyle.
Sea Hunt, in fact, inspired Navy SEALs, that young men that want to, dive and swim around underwater. It was all Lloyd Bridges, who, of course, gave rise to Bo, who gave rise to Jeff, right? No, Bo then?
Bo, yeah.
Bo Bridges is first.
Oh, Bowie Bridges. Wait, who died?
Lloyd Bridges
again,
is second.
To remind
no,
me.
You got him.
Lloyd Bridges
is yes, he must be dead. But Jeff Bridges, of course, is alive, but probably a septuagenarian.
What you're looking for?
He's good. Like Michael Douglas, he was as good as his dad, you know? He proved that. It's very rare. Usually the dad is a great actor, the son isn't, but then you have Renoir, you know, both the dad and the son were great artists.
Man, I don't
doesn't
care.
Happen that much.
We don't have movie 20 anymore.
I know. Well,
I was just noticing
you know what,
the logo
though?
On the TV over here.
If you go, you know what, though?
Is this Radio Valencia? The little dog jumps off that table.
You know, yeah. What are you saying? We do have TV 20. It's still there. I watch it all the time.
The press
all the time,
of
but
the dog.
Then they still show the little dog in his chair, and the TV comes on. The dog looks over at the TV. There it is. Yeah, that's still on. Tacky tracks out of cheesy, like, disco parties, and they play, like, new wave hits, and the fat older people kind of make fools of themselves in bad costumes, and everyone has fun. And they, you know, they have other things like, they have, Creepy Coffee Movie Time, which shows a horror movie every Saturday night, interrupted by a number of different things, weird things. It's actually, I kind of enjoy it, I have to say. It's a local, it's very punk. All the girls work for, what's the hooker run, not the hooker run, the exotic dancer run. Thank you. Lusty Lady is a big sponsor of the show. And they send Lusty Lady stripper girls in to hang out. And they actually, you know, they dance. They have a rock band and they dance. And the two comedians talk about the movie and how bad it is. Because it's some old black and white movie from the 40s or 50s. And it, to some extent, it's quite amusing. I find it amusing. But then I would, because any horror movie interests me. And you can't get enough, and they always show new ones that I haven't seen.
fist. Livestock management's got other priorities. Besides, no one's complained.
To